Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about what grace teaches. And I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. We read this. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. There's hardly a more wonderful theme in the Bible than the grace of God. The truth that God gives freely his favor and approval in Jesus Christ to the believer. And he does this without measuring whether or not that believer deserves such blessing. This is a profound truth. It's a truth that has set many people free with its power and its glory. I think that it's impossible to take grace too far. The Bible teaches us that there are two principles upon which we can relate to God, the principle of law and the principle of grace. We don't need to balance law and grace. God deals with the believer on the basis of grace, and we must respond back to him in the same way. It is impossible to take grace too far, but it is possible to take grace wrongly. One way to teach grace wrong is to ignore what Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 tell us about grace. Said plainly, these two verses teach us that grace teaches us to live godly lives. Those who seem to abuse grace, they don't take grace too far. They refuse to listen to what grace teaches. According to one commentator, the idea in this passage is that grace is presented as a person, someone who teaches the believer how to live the Christian life, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts. You see, grace puts ungodliness and worldly lusts in our past. Now, grace teaches us to renounce those things, not only to avoid them. One may say that in a world where we are tempted to say yes to every desire and feeling, the reality of our faith can be demonstrated by what we will say no to, by what we are willing to deny. Grace also teaches us how to live in the present age, according to our verses. We must live soberly, that is, self-controlled in regard to ourselves. We must live righteously in regard to the people around us. And we must live godly in regard to God. That simply means to take God seriously. Taken together, we see that the fear of the legalist, that preaching grace produces Christians who don't care about obedience, that fear of the legalist is unfounded. According to these verses in Titus, grace teaches us obedience. You see, we need more of God's grace, not less. You can't take grace too far, but you can take it wrongly. God's grace is teaching. Are you listening?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.